All right, y'all. It is Monday afternoon, and we're here with Forever Bluegrass Monday Nights. I'm going to have to bump my watch up just a little bit. I'm running behind here. Actually, I think I'm still on Nashville time. Had a big old time there in Nashville. And of course, you know, we walked in, and man, Richard was all yawny and sleepy because it's rainy and everything. And we did a little test drive there with the Barbaric Yops, and he's all smiling and giggling. His feet got to tapping. I'm so excited, so we just might as well jump on into some music tonight, y'all. Let's hear some tunes from the Barbaric Yops.
Well, I woke up one night, you was raring to fight, but I just could not go. If I had to sigh, I just might have packed up my things to go. Pleasure and pain with you, they're the same. Turn out the light and close the door. Pleasure and pain, they drive me insane, 'cause I don't think I love you anymore. That's when you spit my food. You had the veal of baby cow you killed. I asked, why do you have to be so rude? Pleasure and pain, they drive me insane. Turn out the light and close the door. Pleasure and pain with you, they're the same. I don't think I love you anymore. Take those teeth from your head when they lay you in the ground. I filled you up with lead. I'm so happy that you're dead. Pleasure and pain was all you knew. Pleasure and pain with you, they're the same. Turn out the light and close the door. Pleasure and pain, they drive me insane. 'Cause I don't think I love you anymore. 'Cause I don't think I love you anymore.
Now,
thank you.
Earlier, I think you mentioned that you were going to be doing some of your own songs tonight, right? That you wrote?
Yeah.
Was that one of them?
That was one of them.
Nice.
I think everything that we're planning on doing today, we either have written in the last month or so, or is, I think there's only one or two that are covers this time
around.
Yeah,
there are five songs. That was one of them that nobody has ever heard before that we're playing tonight.
That was nice, you know. And now, are these songs based on personal experiences? I just have to know over there in the corner driving all the way to Seattle to see something. Yeah.
And sometimes it's based on personal experience. I know Thomas was saying earlier, we were talking about one of them, and he was saying that it's not based necessarily on a specific event. It's just based more around ideas.
Very loosely.
Well, while we're talking here for just a second, go ahead and introduce the band so the folks out there in radio land and internet land, you know, we're on the internet now. I can say it and be telling the truth this time. I've said it several times, and I thought I was telling the truth, but for sure we are now web streaming or whatever you call that mess. But anyways, y'all, go ahead. Let's tell us who we are.
My name is Thomas Ryan, and I play the banjo.
I'm Joel, and I play the bass.
I'm Jeremy. I play guitar.
And I'm Jim, and I play mandolin. And Jeremy and I trade off every once in a while, but I've kind of settled in on mandolin these days.
Well, don't we all be shy.
Kind of sing.
Yeah, well, no, you're doing a fine job singing. Of course, you're from Rome, Georgia. Got that right this time. Right?
And, yep. That's right.
And you teach down at Berry College, right?
That's right. I sure do. And actually, every one of us has been to Berry. These are all Berry graduates, too. So even a couple of them were in my classes way back when. So.
Nice. Well, this is really great. And I'm really glad that, you know, bluegrass music brought y'all together and brought y'all around to us. And I think thank WUTC for introducing you guys to me. We got the show started, and you reached out to me, and I'm just delighted to have found you. You know, and with that being said, if you want to see these guys live and in person, they're going to be at the Feed Company this coming Thursday night, and that's February the 27th, about 7 to 9. Come on down there and get you something really good to eat, and you can see these guys in person. It's always fun to put a face to a voice out there. So once again, we're with the Barbaric Yops on the Forever Bluegrass Monday. How about it, guys? They're going to play some more original tunes.
Here's one called Red Bank. And Jeremy and I wrote this the first time we ever came to the Three Sisters Bluegrass Festival. We stayed at an Airbnb in Red Bank and woke up in the morning and wrote this song. So.
You didn't tell the whole story.
Yeah, never
mind. Well, tell the story.
One, two, three.
Well, from the sound of the song, it must have been a happy experience there in Red Bank. I'm hoping, although sometimes, you know, I think there might be another story behind this. Every time I mention it, there's a giggle or two, so something's up, I feel sure.
They may have been trying to evoke a getaway scene, perhaps, with the pace of that song.
Maybe. It may have been that. I'm not real sure. But like I say, you can see these folks this coming Thursday night at the Feed Company Table and Tavern. We're there every Thursday night, 7 to 9, with a different bluegrass band. And we're back at the Wanderlinger Brewing Company the last Friday of the month. And, of course, that means this coming Friday, February the 28th, we're going to be right there. Make sure I'm in the right month. We're going to be right there with Newgrass Express. And then on Saturday, about 5 into 7, we're going to head over to the Pigeon Mountain Grill with some tunes with Owen in them. So it's a great time for some bluegrass music. So y'all be sure to mark your calendars and come out and see me. And, you know, next week, we're going to have it into March already. Can you believe it's March? And on Friday, March the 6th, we're going to go to the Fiddlers Anonymous for a wonderful, wonderful concert with Flashback. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with them or not, but Don Rigsby sings with them, and Don Rigsby has got one of the most beautiful voices. Richard Bennett plays, Kirk Chapman, so it's just a really Stellar Bluegrass Band going to be there at the Fiddler's Anonymous, and of course that's on March the 6th on Friday. And the following week, March 13th, we're going to go back to Fiddler's Anonymous for yet another great band, and that's the band Fast Track. And that band was David Parmley and Continental Divide. Now it's minus David. They've added a few more fellas with them, and they're sounding really, really fine. I got to see them in Nashville. So y'all be sure and come on out and support this wonderful music, and we're going to hear a few more tunes from the Barbaric Yops.
All right, this next tune Jim's going to sing for us. And he's going to switch over
Jeremy
to the guitar.
And I just switched off instruments for a second. A few months ago, I saw the Dylan documentary, The Rolling Thunder Review. And if you haven't seen that, boy, that's a treat. But one of the songs they do in there is something that we're doing a bluegrass version of. And we're not the first to do a fast version of this, but Dylan does it quite a bit slower than this. But perhaps you'll recognize it. It's called Señor.
Love the Dillards. One of my favorite bands. I love watching them on the Andy Griffin Show. Their expressions are priceless. Or expressionless, I should say. Expressionless.
It's one of the good things about coming to see us. I think we're fun to watch.
You are fun to watch.
Or at least I pretend like I danced around if you give me a beer or two.
You're one of my husband's favorite bands, you know, and that says a whole lot right there. But and they are fun to watch, and of course you can watch them. Well, he has low standards, but anyway, they're going to be at the Feed Company Table and Tavern this coming Thursday night, 7 to 9, and also this coming summer, they're going to join me at the Circle E Guest Ranch, and that'll be July the 17th. It's a beautiful ranch right in the middle of about 1,000 acres over there in Belvedere, Tennessee. We've been coming up, I think, on 9 years coming over to the wonderful Circle E Guest Ranch. It's just a great place. Can't wait to show you guys off over there. So just fantastic. I mean, I love the fact that you stay in jam. You know, that's one of my dad, he loved bluegrass music so much, but you couldn't give him a ticket to the show. He wanted to be out in the parking lot with his friends, mm-hmm. peeking and grinning. And I noticed that even under the worst of circumstances, talking about the horrible rain and cold that we had this past fall, you guys hung in there. That's great. They were wrapped up in their tarps, but they still were out there picking and grinning and having a good time underneath the tree. Of course, I'm talking about the Forever Bluegrass Festival, and we're coming up on the 30th annual Boxcar Pinyon Festival, April 30th, May 1st, and 2nd. And we love the Yops so much, we've invited them to join us there on Thursday, along with many others. We're going to talk about that as soon as we hear a few more tunes. What about it, fellas?
All right. Well, speaking of cold, this next tune is a Towns Van Zandt number. It's called Snowing on Raton. sleeping, silent beneath a blanket of green and blue. Oh, but I will hear the silence they are keeping. I'll bring all those promises to
some great harmony, guys. That's one of my favorite tunes. But you know, speaking of harmony and getting together, tell the folks what brought you guys to bluegrass. You want to get a little closer to the microphone, everybody, when you talk?
Yeah, well,
don't be scared.
Joel and I played in a world music band, and we played funk and soul and reggae and other kinds of things. And but we knew we had an interest in that. And then one of the other band members and Thomas are old friends, and they just started playing bluegrass almost on a whim, didn't you, Thomas? You
guys? Yeah, he had been exposed to it, and I had not.
This was the saxophonist in the world music band was playing mandolin with Thomas.
Yeah.
So that got us going.
And I want to say the first time that Thomas played bluegrass, I've seen a video of it, and they didn't have a bass player. They had a tuba player.
Yeah, that was me.
They only did that in New Orleans. Okay. But then, yeah, so Todd, that's been, what, almost 10 years ago now that we started making bluegrass music together. And had a few people come in and out, but we've been stabilized as a unit for the last 4 years or more.
Something like that.
Great. So it might work, huh?
And each of us comes to bluegrass from a slightly different direction, but Jeremy's got the intergenerational, the multi-generational connection to this kind of music. His parents, where he could probably talk a little bit about that. I come from Nashville, so I get to just do it just because of where I come from.
Right.
Thomas has been listening to this music for a long time, and then Joel listens to everything and plays everything.
But he also plays. Then he also plays in the symphony, right?
I don't play in the symphony. Oh, okay. I'm the stage manager for the symphony.
No, was your mom then?
My mom played in symphonies.
Okay, I mean somebody did.
Yeah, my mom did. I have a lot of people in my family played in symphonies and in wind ensembles and stuff like that. So I've been playing since I was like 8 or so, and I'm about to turn 30, so it's been a while.
Yeah, Joel and I played in the wind ensemble at Berry College together.
Wow.
Thomas called me one day and said, "Hey, do you want an easy gig?" And I said, "Yeah." Here we are 10 years later.
That's true.
Speaking of things you don't know about Joel, he don't like to get up early.
No.
So this next song was inspired
kind of like the werewolf, I guess. Yeah. This is for you, James Bacon. I hope you're listening.
This is called Get Up Joe. 1, 2, 3.
Get up, Joe. We've got to go. The sun's been up too long. Can't you hear that rooster crow? He's singing the same old song. Out on the blacktop all day long, hot sun beating down. We'll be feeling fine when we make good time and we roll right in town. Get up, Joe, we've got to go. The sun's been up too long. Can't you hear that rooster crow? He's singing the same old song. Thank you.
Well, okay, that wasn't a werewolf song, but that's okay. I told James I'd heard it all day, but that's all right. I forgot to mention that with the Wanderlinger, we're going to be there the last Friday of each month. But this particular Friday night, Mike and the guys are going to give back to the National Park Service, and it's a nonprofit that benefits the Chickamauga and Chattanooga battlefield. So a portion of the sales this coming Friday night is going to be going to that, and they're also going to be auctioning off a walking stick from Fenwood staff. So another good reason to go out and support bluegrass music this weekend. You're going to be supporting the parks, and that's a wonderful thing. We're so lucky to have the Chattanooga and Chickamauga National Park right here, along with our barbaric yops right here at WUTC. We're here every Monday night, 7 to 9 with a different bluegrass band. Tonight, no exception. Loving these guys. They're going to be with me at the 30th. I said 30 years, folks, we've been doing this Boxcar Pinion Memorial Bluegrass Festival. And along with the Barbaric Yops, we're going to have Russell Moore in Third Time Out, Francis Mooney, Fontana Sunset, Edgar Loudermilk Band, the Crow Brothers, the band Sideline. Have you ever seen Sideline? I'm going to go see them this weekend. Awesome, high-energy Monroe Crossing all the way from Minnesota. Ralph Stanley, too. And our local hero there, Olandon Fitzpatrick, didn't make his picture. This printout, we'll get it on there next time on the flyer. But we love all of our local bands. In addition to that, we have the new Dismembered Tennesseans, Fox Mountain Express, Blue Ridge Grass, Barefoot Nelly and Company, Southwind, the Chatham Mountain Trio, Owen and Them. Track 145, the Lone Mountain Band, just passing through. Bent Creek, a new band, the Flintstone Album Band. Fiddler's Anonymous Fiddle Kids Band. That's very hard for me to say. If you've never seen, if y'all seen the Kids Band?
I saw the Kids Band. I liked the Kids Band. It was very cool.
It was very cool. I was like, bluegrass is going to live on, because, I worry about it sometimes. I go to these festivals and a lot of the folks there are a little bit like me and Jim, they're a little bit gray-headed, and I'm thinking, what are we going to do when all these folks check out, and then you go and you see those young kids up there just playing their hearts out, and you know that it's going to be here for a while. And you can also catch them at a regular time at the Mountain Opry. They play up there quite often, so that's another great venue, been going on for years and years. I'm not sure if you guys have ever been up there or not, but it's on Signal Mountain every Friday night. I'm going to encourage you to go up there. You can pick on stage and jam in the background. It's been an institution for over 50 years up there. So,
definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, so really.
They're past the Flying Saucer there on the way up the mountain.
It's right? Pretty, yeah, it's past. It's, if you go up W Road, it's past the Flying Saucer. It sure is right there. And that's another big iconic landmark here in Chattanooga, the Flying Saucer. I got to go on that thing when it was new back then. It used to be white. And the windows on it were yellow plexiglass, so therefore it really looked like when the lights were on that a UFO had landed.
So what planet did they come from?
I don't know. We were all doing some planet stuff back then, so who knows? I don't know. But visiting with me tonight is the Barbaric Yops all the way from Rome. We appreciate them driving up here and being with us on WUTC, and they're going to play some more music for you.
This next tune is a new one called Lie After Lie. Mr. Thomas over here wrote.
I feel the winds are changing by the way you've been looking at me, honey. I've been thinking that the sun's been sinking on our love, on our love. Is someone else getting your sweet smile? Is someone else feeling your caress? Lie after lie. get so quiet, honey. So quiet. Someone else getting your sweet smile. Someone else feeling your caress. I cannot help but wonder if you care for me at all. Or am I getting lie after lie? Or am I getting lie?
Row, about to drop my glasses. You guys go into another one, or you need to swap instruments? That's really fun too, to watch you swap out, and you play this one a while and you do this part. And now Jeremy, don't be shy, honey, when you talk. You just speak right on up. I know you can talk louder than that.
Well, this next one is something completely different. It's a new instrumental tune that we came up with.
Right.
Wow. Did you write that, or is that one that you said you picked up from someone?
No, we just made it up.
You just made it up? What, just in the parking lot or just now?
Not quite that recently.
Just one day.
A
few weeks ago.
Wow, that was very, very, very pretty.
Well, thank you.
Love live music. And, of course, we're here every Monday night with a different bluegrass act. Sometimes we venture out and get a little folk music in here, a little string music, but it's all wonderful. It's all acoustic, and it's just a great feeling. And, of course, you can check out Fiddlers Anonymous every Sunday. They have a bluegrass jam starting over there, I think, around 5 o'clock. They have a little something to eat, and then you can pick and grin over there and take free fiddle lessons on Sundays. You thinking about playing the fiddle and not real sure you want to go over there? August will fix you right up, and before you make any firm commitment, she can give you a few pointers to make sure that's what you want to do. And of course, they offer other instruments lessons as well, and she offers children's art classes. And Fiddlers Anonymous is just a really, really fun venue, and we're so thankful for August and Eric for having the vision of having a free fiddle school. Been a great thing for our area. What about it, fellas? You got some more music lined up for
us? We do. This is another new tune that Thomas wrote. It's called Unworthy Love.
One, two, three, go. I can't make the world stop when everything seems wrong, or turn back the time when my last chance is gone. I can't make you love me, no matter what I do, so I'll keep on loving you, loving you,
loving you,
loving you,
loving you.
I keep on.
Do you write a lot of your songs there, Thomas? I mean, they're so sad.
They are sad. They're all sad.
We've actually noticed we'll, as a band, sometimes go through periods where all we'll write is sad music for like 6 months. I don't know what gets into us. And then we'll write a couple happy songs, and then...
I wrote a happy song about Joel.
Oh, yeah? That got up like, okay, yeah.
But there's no correlation between the songs and our personal life when it comes to this kind of thing, right?
Never.
Married man.
I agree. Well, she would have to be a grand wife to support you and your banjo playing, you know. Nothing better than having a bluegrass musician for a spouse. Lots of fun to be had. Go to all these bluegrass festivals. You can have a lot more fun. It's a great time. We have lots of them coming up. We've got ours coming up, the 30th Boxcar Pinion Memorial Bluegrass Festival. That's April 30th, May 1st and 2nd. And the following weekend, we'll go over to Pikeville, Tennessee, right there at the 9 Mile Bluegrass Festival. They have about four of those a year, and it's a whole lot of fun over there in Pikeville. The Edmondson family has been doing it for many, many years, and we appreciate their efforts. And then we're going to head on down to Armerchie, Georgia, to the oldest bluegrass festival in the state of Georgia. Been going there over 40-something years myself, and absolutely wonderful place. On Thursday night, we have the best covered dish around. All those old gals really throw down some really fine food, and they pick and grin just about all night long. Now, there's one place I rarely make it to the stage because, you know, it's just there's always just so much fun going on in the campground, picking and grinning, and so there's always, always good bluegrass music to be had. And then we're going to go in July over to the Circle E Guest Ranch. We're very excited to go back to that beautiful ranch there with Ray Evans and all the folks, and going to be there July 17th and 18th. So mark your calendars for all these fun bluegrass events. And don't forget, this week we're going to the Feed Company Table and Tavern right there on Main Street, 7 to 9, to listen to the Barbaric Yops. And it's going to be a great time, and I promise, James, that you'll do the werewolf song then.
I promise.
Okay, you got that, James? Okay. Whew. Although I have heard it all day, and I can just say no.
Yeah, I'm trying to save you right now. Well, getting him to come out on Thursday.
Thank you, because I really did hear it all day. No, it's a fun song that Joel does, and it's really quite catchy, and my husband hung on to it, and it's just been a really fun joke around the house with the Barbaric Yops. Of course, they're here on WUTC, going to play a few more tunes for us. What about it, guys?
Yeah. This next song, if I'm reading over Thomas's shoulder right, is a Polling Place by a man named Tim O'Brien. I think he put it out like 2 years ago, the last election. So with Super Tuesday coming up in, what, I think like 2-3 weeks here, doing your civic duty is important. And so we got a little song to remind you of some of the rules and regulations. Well, you can vote early, but you can't vote late. Those rules are vary from state to state. You can't vote early, but you can't vote late. The rules vary from state to state. If you want to run in the human race, best get down to the polling place. If you want to run in the human race, best get down to the polling place. Have an ID, shows who you are. Cause without an ID, you won't get too far. Have an ID, shows who you are. Without an ID, you won't get too far. Well, you can vote early, but you can't vote late. Those rules will vary from state to state. You can vote early, but you can't vote late. Rules vary from state to state.
Fun. Tim O'Brien, what a fun songwriter.
Oh, yes.
Talented dude. Did you ever hear Norman and Nancy's neocon song that they wrote? Yeah. pretty powerful. But yeah, a lot of interesting songs. And Tim O'Brien is one of my favorite songwriters, and yes. he was a great back. I've been watching some video when he played a long time ago, and he's just always just been right there, Johnny on the spot, whatever occasion, mm-hmm. just with some fun things. And speaking of fun things, you got some more fun tunes, guys.
We do. This next one is another new one of ours.
And yes, it's sad, too.
It's sad.
Well.
But it's also political. It's looking at the sad state of certain things.
Well, it'll be sad, but the banjo will make us feel like dancing. So bring it on. We're fine. He's trying to tune that little banjo.
Oh, yeah. I've heard him when he doesn't care. You want him to tune a second.
Ready?
Sing a song about the good times. Sing what's come and gone. Ruminate on what's been lost and how to travel. Forgotten memories, whose collective pain, what collective guilt might start the wheel around again. It's spreading like a plague, and with no more connection than we afford ourselves these days. And all of those who suffer are seeking those who ain't, for no one's left with comfort, then we're each about the same.
That is pretty. It was sad, but it was pretty.
I want to say, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, that's actually made up of about four different songs that you stitched together.
Melody-wise.
Yeah.
Well, it worked out fine, yes, I thought. Visiting here tonight with the Barbaric Yops, and they're going to be with me this coming Thursday night at the Feed Company Table and Tavern about 7 to 9. And don't forget to come on Friday night to the Wanderlinger Brewing right there. Join me with Newgrass Express going to tear it up down there, and part of their proceeds are going to be helping the Chattanooga and Chickamauga National Parks. And then on Saturday, if you want to take a beautiful drive and have some of the yummiest food around, go to the Pigeon Mountain Grill, 5 until 7, for some great tunes from Owen and them. So there's absolutely no reason why you cannot get your plate full of some good bluegrass music this week. Right, guys?
Right.
Absolutely right.
And I failed to mention that in May that you said you were going to be playing the Finster Fest.
Finster Fest down in Paradise Gardens in Somerville. We've been playing there, I think this will be our fourth year of playing the Finster Fest. And then we play there couple times a year. If you haven't been down there, it's a very cool place. It's a whole garden full of art, and nothing better than being in art surrounded by music. So
I saw a clip not long ago. You might Google this if you haven't seen it. When Howard Finster visited Johnny Carson, he was on the Johnny Carson show. Was
one of the control of the show.
It was great. The
last track, Superbrain, the last track on our record is that song.
Oh, nice. I want to be sure that I check that out and listen to it. So I think we have time for several more, guys. We got about 7 minutes, I believe. Right, Richard?
A little less.
Little less?
One of those old murder ballads.
All right.
Yeah, this is an old crowd pleaser, I guess.
Hopefully.
One, two, three.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die. You left her on the roadside where you beg to be excused. Left her on the roadside where you hit her clothes and shoes. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Laurie Foster and you know you're bound to die.
Mighty fine pick, and I'm not sure we're going to have time for some more music, but y'all get ready, and let's play one more. Get it on out of here. Yeah. We got just about 30 seconds, I think, y'all. This is Cindy P and Richard Windham. This is the Barbaric Yops. See you next Monday. If we're going to see you Thursday first at the Feed Company Table and Tavern. Take it out, boys.